Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. All right, so what I've been saying for a long time, I am so excited. Finally, researchers are speaking out, saying we need to stop being half-assed. Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Okay, because I agree, we have been half-assed on a lot of what we've done, especially with COVID. And this researcher from, I think, UCSF, so from San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, this got into the British Medical Journal. So we aren't just talking about people who are maybe politically divided or, I mean, this is now in a published journal. And they are calling for better methodology as it relates to long COVID. And it's fascinating what he says, because this is what we've been saying all along. But he's saying the existing epidemiological research on long COVID has suffered from overly broad case definitions and a striking absence of control groups, which have led to distortion of risk. This could cause increased societal anxiety, healthcare spending, failure to diagnose and treatable conditions, misdiagnosis long COVID. Thank you. Diversion of funds and attention from those who truly suffer from chronic conditions secondary to COVID-19. And so they want an end to the distortion. It says here, ultimately, biomedicine must seek to aid all people who are suffering. In order to do so, the best scientific methods and analysis must be applied. Inappropriate definitions and flawed methods do not serve those whom medicine seeks to help. Improving standards of evidence generation is the ideal method to take long COVID seriously, improve outcomes, avoid the risk of misdiagnosis and inappropriate treatment. Now, some of you are like, well, all he's doing is talking about long COVID. Hey, it's a huge step. It's huge. Okay, we are finally getting researchers to acknowledge what we doctors have said is before you start panicking everybody and before you start calling something, you know, something that it's not in order to push a narrative, can we actually have some actual science? So long COVID has been a diagnosis. Originally, it was if your COVID symptoms extended past 8 weeks. They changed the definition then to 12 weeks. So if you have a cough, fatigue, diarrhea, there's restless anal syndrome, vaginal itching, other things that could persist past brain fog, lack of sense of taste and smell. Those things persisting past 12 weeks have been just called long COVID. And I've been concerned when patients say, yeah, I've been coughing this whole time, so it's long COVID. I go, has anybody done a chest x-ray on you? No. The doctor online said it was long COVID. I go, you could have a lung tumor. This could be malignancy. You could have tuberculosis. This could be valley fever. You could have mold. Why are they just calling it COVID? Where's the data? Where's the proof? Now, mind you, a lot of us are having long COVID symptoms, and we want answers. Why is a virus in the coronavirus family causing symptoms that persist past 7 to 10 days like a typical virus? What the hell is this virus? Was it altered? Did it mutate to some very weird, unnatural form? What the hell is going on? But we have been using, all right, our mandates. We've been using a lot of policy on, unfortunately, data that might be flawed. And it's, you know, as doctors that have very minimal platforms, I'm very grateful for my platform, but there's many doctors that don't have a place to speak, saying, look, public health is coming first. And if public health comes first, we got to be kind of honest about what we're recommending. And what I said from the beginning is I support our childhood vaccination program. I support trying to prevent infectious disease from spreading, but I don't support the mandates. And the reason why is if you screw up public perception and public trust, then when the real big stuff happens, even bigger than COVID, you're going to have people tell you to go blow it out your butt. And so many people have been saying, are you kidding me? You know, you're telling me that this is going to prevent X, Y, and Z, and I still got COVID anyway. You know, you're telling me if I wear the mask, I won't get COVID. If I get vaccinated, I won't get COVID. And what we should have said is, look, all right, it could minimize risk, but it's your choice. And we didn't do that. And so we, again, it was all pushing a narrative. So long COVID could be thrown around. They even say it's so broadly defined that people are saying you have long COVID. That's what's going on. I mean, if somebody tells me they have chest pain, yes, I might ask in their history, have you had recent COVID? But I would be a flippant idiot if I just assumed that a person's chest pain is from a COVID illness 13 weeks prior. You check their flipping hearts. Same thing with abdominal pain. If somebody says I have abdominal pain, I'm going to evaluate you. There's more to a person than just COVID. Now, can COVID cause these issues? Absolutely. But the problem we have is we can't be misusing a term that can be a diagnosis in and of itself. The researchers are saying, look, use it as a diagnosis of exclusion. Don't go to it first. After you've excluded every other reason for somebody not being able to smell or not being able to taste, like a brain tumor or a medication side effect or something else, after you've ruled out heart disease, arrhythmia, myocarditis, other causes of the chest pain, after you've ruled out appendicitis, C. diff, other things that could be causing the GI issues, then if you can't find another reason, maybe you could blame it on the COVID from a few months ago. And I think that could be very valid, and we do need to study those people. But right now, scientists and doctors are saying it's an absolute cluster because the data we have and what we're using is muddled. And many of you guys saw this when we were trying to ask for real numbers of COVID deaths. I had said early on, this is really simple. You get a spreadsheet. Those who were completely healthy when they got COVID, no medical conditions, had physicals, doctors had said they were healthy prior to COVID, got COVID, died, they're in one column. Those who have other pre-existing conditions where the COVID might have induced the heart attack is another column. Those who had a car accident who died from that, who just happened to also test positive for COVID, another column. But we need to do a much better job with our data. The public needs it. If you want to do good public health, you got to be doing the stuff right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have medical questions and concerns. The best way to do it is to call the show. We're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday Pacific time. But if you do have a question and you listen to our show, not when we're live, we could always play your question on air. Unfortunately, I can't call everybody back personally. There's just not enough time in the day. And so it's easier if you call into the show. You can send messages at drdahlia.com or Twitter or Facebook, and I could try to answer them to the best of my ability. But remember, it cannot substitute for a doctor's visit. So I can't be your doctor over the phone. I'd love to be, I just can't. So now, the debate on welfare and should welfare recipients get drug testing has been going on back and forth. And we have about 70 million people on welfare. The average amount that it is pain. I mean, the average amount of benefits people are getting, I'm hearing, is anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a person. And it's and I think that's annually. And so there's with over 70 million people and rising on welfare. Many states are struggling, and they're trying to find out what to do to make sure that money is being spent well. Welfare was always supposed to be temporary until somebody could get back on their feet, get a job. We do have Social Security and Medicare for those who are disabled. But in terms of Medicaid and then welfare and SNAP, these are supposed to be temporary assistance programs. And many people, unfortunately, are on them long term. And so the mayor of San Francisco is asking for more accountability and is urging that they do drug testing on recipients. So Mayor London Breed is facing mounting pressure to address the fentanyl epidemic. She is running for re-election in 2024, and her proposal would require all recipients of locally funded cash assistance to participate in a substance abuse treatment program if screening showed drug use. She says no more handouts without accountability. People are not accepting help. Now it's time to make sure that we are cutting off resources that continue to allow this behavior. So coming from a Democratic mayor, it's a very interesting take, and it's kind of showing that bipartisanly people are concerned about where the money is going, how the money is spent, and if we're inadvertently fueling somebody's drug addiction or possible demise. As a physician, I want to make sure anybody that is unfortunately abusing substances and at risk of hospitalization or death to get help. I want them to get help. But I have seen over the years, because I'm middle-aged, so I've been on this earth a little longer than some of you, I've seen how the benefits have changed. You know, before it was we're going to give you living. So rather than just the money blindly, you were actually giving the roof over their heads. In terms of food, and this, and it was WIC, it was our food assistance program, they would actually give out the food. So you would go to a grocery store, and there'd be lettuce, there'd be the vegetables, there'd be the meat, there'd be the milk, the eggs, and people who qualified for WIC would get the actual food. Things are a little different now, where it's a card, it's a like a debit card, where there's certain amounts of money. There's money on there. And so now you have taxpayers starting to get into everybody else's business going, well, wait a second, are they buying chips? Are they buying sugary cereal? I'm paying for these programs so these kids get actual vegetables. They get nutrition. And so it's caused a lot of concern, even though it's a lot easier to just give money. Is the money being spent on what it needs to? So if you have a family that can't find a job or can't work to support themselves, all right, that's what the welfare program is for, until they could get a job. And then the employer helps pay. If they can't afford proper food or healthy food, that's what our food assistance program is supposed to be for. Here's the vegetables. Here's the meat. Here's the protein. But it's because of so many people and the numbers. We're talking millions. One person had, I guess one statistic was we're almost a quarter of our population requiring, just not including Social Security or Medicare, but it requiring welfare, which means if a quarter of our population is not working, it is bringing questions as to, well, if there are jobs, and there, you know, what is going on here? Now, I don't mind. I want us to help children. I want us to help families that need help. But if they're fueling, if they're using the money for their drug habit, that's a problem. Now, do you cut them off? No. You know, you basically tell a homeless person or a vet, sorry, I know you're in pain. You're using these opiates. We're done with you. They're just going to end up on the street and die. And by the way, we really shouldn't have our veterans, right, who have put their lives on the line for our country out there in the streets, starving, in pain, using drugs. And keep in mind, not everybody using fentanyl is doing it to get high and for poops and giggles. You have individuals who are in massive pain. And because they can't get access to medical care and they can't get access to pain control, we have been now pivoting and shunting all these people to the streets, and they're getting whatever they can to treat their pain. And I don't know if you've ever seen anybody go through narcotic withdrawal. It feels like death. So people will seek out narcotics not because they want to get high, but because the withdrawal is so painful that they can't function. So if the problem is you don't want welfare money going to drugs, that's easy. Supply the home. Supply the shelter. Supply the food. Supply the clothes, rather than giving the money. But I love the idea of getting people into help. All right? We are trying to figure out how to minimize the millions upon millions who are needing public assistance. We are the richest country in the world, yet we have some of the highest rates of poverty, when and we can't explain why. And so what do we do? Well, if some of that poverty is being fueled by they can't hold a job because they're addicted to drugs, then yes, let's help get them off the drugs. But we do have to rethink how we're doing our assistance. Because if you give just cash, then, yeah, that money could be spent on other things. You want to give them a home, build them shelters, build them apartments, build them so you know it's going to a home. If you're providing the shelter, then you know you're not providing money for drugs. If you're providing the actual food, then you know that money isn't going to junk food or soda or cigarettes or whatever. Even though there are restrictions on what you could use your SNAP benefits for. And I don't want to mess it. I know a lot of people are like, please don't take away the card. I don't want the food. I'd rather have the card. I get that. It's a lot simpler. You can make your own personal family choices. But apparently the reason why the mayor is bringing this up is they are inundated with individuals needing public assistance. And we are having a worsening fentanyl crisis. We're having worsening overdose deaths. We went after the doctors. We went after the pharmacies. That didn't solve the problem because that wasn't the problem. We have a pain problem. We have a mental health problem. We have people not able to keep jobs. Maybe they find work, but they can't keep work. There's a lot of things the government can do to employ people, even part-time. They could feed them then on the job. There's so many ways to do this. I know it's simpler to just hand out money. But when you have mayors of these cities who have some of the worst fentanyl and overdose and crime and issues, you know, of the country saying, look, we need to do this better, that means they're asking for help. So should you cut off somebody who does drugs? No, because doing drugs doesn't mean they're bad people. It means they suffer from something. Maybe they're trying to treat their bipolar. Maybe they're trying to treat their schizophrenia. Maybe they're trying to treat their pain. Maybe they're trying to treat their PTSD. So give them help. But giving money blindly is not necessarily giving them the shelter, giving them the food. So there's got to be a better way to do this. And as we have more and more individuals coming to this country requiring more assistance, we cannot have, when you start looking at Medicare recipients, et cetera, we might be close to 50% of our country needing assistance. We can't support 50%. In order for us to do this, you need people working and paying taxes. And if half our country is not working or paying taxes, where's that money going to come from? So my vote is don't just take everything away, all right? But yes, get individuals into rehab, get them help, and then maybe get them into work-related jobs that will give them employment if private employers won't hire them. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. In a bid to avert a government shutdown by Saturday, lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate released a clean continuing resolution yesterday that would keep the government funded through November 17th. President Biden is taking steps to keep from falling down.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80.
UPS set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season, full and part-time roles. Visit jobs-ups.com for more info. Corey Myers, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it seems like every week somebody is getting cyber hacked. Sony is now dealing with a cyber attack. MGM Resorts in Las Vegas had a recent cyber attack. And October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So we have this to raise awareness and remind consumers and businesses of the need for protection against criminals that can attack us cyberwise. So joining us today is Mike Corrales of Verizon. He is one of the top cybersecurity experts in the nation. Mike leads a team of more than 800 at Verizon that helps small and mid-sized businesses how to leverage technology and manage solutions that are safe and efficient. Welcome, Mike Corrales. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. We really, really do appreciate you. So why is cybersecurity so important, especially for small business owners?
Yeah, over the last few years, all small businesses have really gone digital, right, to engage with their customers, provide services for them. They had to do it first to survive and now to thrive in the economic climate we're at. But with that, cyber criminals have gotten more advanced and are attacking small businesses at a higher rate. So last year, we saw an increase in the amount of breaches in small and medium businesses, all the way up to about 23% of all breaches. And the National Cyber Alliance did a study that said 60% of businesses that had a breach went out of business within 6 months because you don't have the financial resources to deal with it. So it's a huge risk for folks. And we're here to just educate people for Cybersecurity Awareness Month on what you can do to protect yourself and what some of the threats are.
Absolutely. Talk to us about some of those threats and what they look like.
Yeah, so first and foremost, believe it or not, it's your own employees. And not in a malicious way, but 74% of all cyber breaches, it's from a mistake your employee made, right? So social engineering, pretexting, and phishing. So a phishing attack, I think we've all seen them. It's an email message or a text message that has some type of financial action that they're trying to get you to take that's associated with fear. Pretexting is a little bit more sophisticated where they're just trying to get information. They're trying to get account numbers, passwords, maybe some of your security checkdowns that you use. And then they've already got a profile built on you. And then they're going to use that information to log into a bank account, a credit account, or hook in a third-party app into your bank account, or a ransomware attack by taking over your systems. So your employees and educating your employees is critically important. Another area is just doing your software updates, whether on your laptops, your smartphones, your routers that provide internet, because oftentimes there's vulnerabilities that are fixed to, you know, that are known that cyber attackers are trying to use to get control of your system. And then the third area is you've got to have some policies and procedures to protect yourself. And one of those policies I always recommend is really making sure you're working with reputable businesses. Is the business you just named off a few cyber breaches, right? You hear those all the time. So how often are folks having cyber breaches? Are you trusting those folks with your credit card information, your account information? Are they transparent with what happened? Do they take steps to remediate it? All of those things are concerned when, you know, it's your personal business information online with those folks.
Absolutely. You know, we're speaking to Mike Correll, a cyber security expert with VP of Verizon Business Markets. So, you know, I love that you're raising awareness and you're helping, you know, bring this to our listeners' attention. So what are some tools and solutions that small business owners can use to protect their businesses?
Yeah, outside of the table stakes with software updates, education for your employees, reputable companies, I also recommend the basics. You have to have some type of device management software to manage all of your endpoints. Your endpoints, again, are laptops, tablets, smartphones, you know, the home internet router, the business internet router. You have to have software that does threat defense, that's protecting you from clicking. If you click a bad website, it's not going to allow someone to tag malware on you. Mm-hmm. We're going to filter out some of the phishing campaigns, some of the pretexting stuff that are there. And then even Verizon, we, you know, a multi-layered strategy. So we do a lot of things at the network level. So, you know, we're a big company. We literally a third of the world's internet traffic rides our fiber backbone. So we see a lot, from companies, from enterprise customers, from public sector. So we launched a product that will clean the internet pipe, if you would, before it even reaches your business for you. So lots of different capabilities that you can do, but the best opportunity is a multi-layered strategy. And if you're not an expert, which you're probably not, you need to get some advice from a reputable business.
So true. Absolutely. Oh, where can our listeners get more information?
So Verizon.com/business, we have a host of cybersecurity resources, including things you can download yourself, like our data breach investigation report. You can also click contact us, and we can have a cybersecurity specialist schedule time with you for free. and just talk to you about your business, the areas of risk you have, the policies, and make some recommendations for you.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate you. We appreciate Verizon Business. We know you are you're really busy, so we can't wait to have you come back and talk more about this. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, it seems like almost every week we hear of somebody being hacked. Sony is the next one. Sony is investigating a cyber attack that happened this week. They say different hackers are actually claiming responsibility. This is, this is one of these things where, when somebody steals something, they're like, wasn't me, finger pointing. When you have these cyber attacks, you're like, yeah, it's me, pay us. They say claims of attacking Sony systems were initially made by an extortion group called Ransomed VC. A different threat actor, according to BleepingComputer.com, has now touted themselves to be the attackers and refuted Ransomed VC's claims. Thus far, 3.14 gigabytes of uncompressed data allegedly belonging to Sony has been dumped on hacker forums. And so Sony's investigating. I think there was also a hotel, a very upscale hotel, that was sued and could release data of people who were there. MGM was a big one that happened in my backyard. MGM Hotels was sued after it affected people's rooms. It affected their ability to get into the room, slot machines. But we were told that MGM Caesars in Las Vegas are now being sued over inadequate cyber attack preparedness. The lawsuits were filed last week in the Nevada District Court, alleging that the two largest gaming companies on the Strip were negligent for, among other things, for not providing adequate cybersecurity measures and for failing to inform customers promptly that their information was compromised. So the reward club members have filed four lawsuits seeking class action status. And, this is interesting. As a physician, we were paper charts for the longest time. And then we had to go electronic. And I was very hesitant because I was afraid that if we got hacked, all that personal information could then be, we're talking medical records, could then be at the whim of a nefarious actor and a criminal. And even though a lot of these hospital attacks say the patient records are fine, it's just their social security and their address and all that, I just can't believe that our medical records would be 100% safe. And then you could be sued. Now, you could protect yourself from a lawsuit showing that you did all your, you dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, and you tried to prevent cyber attacks. But, our information is always at risk. And so to see that you could also be sued, it kind of makes you want to prepare better, especially if you're a small business owner. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. I have never seen such forces go after one person so much. I got to tell you, Trump is taking these punches. The latest is this ruling by New York Judge Arthur Engoron that ruled that Trump committed frauds for years while building his real estate empire. They say what he did was he inflated property valuations with lenders, but diminished them with tax authorities. So I guess in order to get a loan, said, well, hey, the property is worth this. Now, it's like let's say you add an extra, I don't know, closet to a room.
to make it extra square footage and to say it's an extra bedroom, as long as, I think in some states, as long as you have air conditioning going to that room, power, and a closet, you could call it a bedroom. Yet with taxes, you know, you could say, okay, well, this is only a two-bedroom. I'm not really exactly sure to what extent he did, but it was considered fraud, and it could now affect him to lose many of his business licenses, as well as, I guess, control over some of his buildings. The decision means that he could still own the property, but they would be placed in receivership. He will not be able to sell off assets or use them to secure loans. If they are sold by the court, Trump will not be able to see any returns until debts and liabilities have been paid. Now, you guys might know more about corporate law and tax ruling and all that, but as an outsider to all of this, it just, I'm amazed at how quickly and expeditiously the legal system goes after Trump. But we have the crime that's soaring, and we have the, and with the Hunter and Biden, Joe Biden, taking time, go. I don't think, you know, Hillary and her emails are ever going to be addressed again. And it just, my concern is I'd like things to be a little bit more equal. I actually like things to be equal. And it's just fascinating to me. I don't even think there's a trial for Trump. I don't think there's even a trial. You guys might know more about this than I do. And his, I guess his business certificates are canceled. And it's just fascinating to me that, you know, if, again, this was stuff he did done allegedly prior to presidency, then why wasn't this addressed then? I'm just a little confused. Now, I get somebody say, well, we just found out now, or we just investigated now. But it just, it seems like he just keeps getting hit, more is coming. What's a fascinating result of this is he keeps rising in the polls. Now, in the meantime, we have the second Republican debate, Republican presidential debate that's going to take place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. There's going to be seven candidates. I don't think Asa Hutchinson made the cut this time. But it's going to be Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Doug Burgum. Governor of North Dakota. And so it'll be interesting. I think Ron DeSantis gets to be obviously front and center. He's polling the highest. And as I've said this before, you know, former President Trump not being a part of the debate, I think helps everybody. It definitely helps him. Now, he doesn't need to be on a stage with, you know, being asked about things he doesn't want to talk about. And, you know, if he already has a platform, he has Truth Social. Anytime he wants to say something now, even though he was canceled by multiple social media groups, now he could get his word out. And so he doesn't necessarily need a debate to be able to tell everybody, you know, what he thinks. Now, people say, well, you need the debate so we can see if you have the guts, if you have the, cojones, if you, can speak eloquently. People already know who Trump is. And so I think it really helps the other candidates not having him on stage, because then it gives them a chance to shine. You know, if you remember correctly, once Trump got on that 2016 debate stage, it was great for him. People were like, wow, I want him. But everybody else, you know, I don't even remember who else, with the exception of Rand Paul, I don't really remember who else was on the stage. And so, maybe Mitt Romney, I forget. So I don't even remember who were on these primary debate stages. So in order for people to see who else is out there, it does allow a great forum. Is it going to make any difference? Probably not. The funny thing is every time Trump gets into another legal battle, it helps him. And it's because it's such a contrast to some of the, you know, what's happening on the other side. And so when he says, look, they don't want me president, whether it was with the election, whether it was the mail-in ballots, whether it was the powers that be, don't want me there, and they're going to do everything to me. He's already set the stage that next month something could go up against him. the month after that. And some of the best defenses are when you play offense. And he immediately played offense by saying, they're going to come at me and they're going to keep hitting me. You'll see. Well, now it starts to give him credibility with his base and with some of the people that are on the fence. And I've talked to many individuals, some who voted for Biden, some who, want somebody other than Trump. They say, I have to admit, they just keep going after him. And it's starting to look funny. If it hasn't looked funny to the non-base, it's starting to now. But in the meantime, any election should have multiple people, putting their name in, allowing for a variety of ideas. I think primaries are kind of a part of the survival of the fittest. I think it also helps make the future president a better president because they see what people want. When they see certain candidates are becoming more popular because of something that they promised they would do, it tells the president if they want to get that fan base or that voter base, they need to include that. Just like with Biden. I don't think it was Biden who brought up the college debt and the writing off the college debt. And I think if somebody looked at it right, that was a cluster and a half because they forgot that a lot of Democrats busted their butts to pay off their loans and a lot of Democrats might not have been able to go to college. So I don't think it was really thought through, but it got up there on the Democratic primary stage. And so rather than writing off all student loan debt, Biden thought, well, he could include part of that. Maybe he'll do the $10,000 or whatever. And so it allows them to pick up things that they think will be popular to grab more of the base. You know, why do young people like Vivek, more than Nikki Haley? Why do people like Nikki Haley more than Vivek? So they, Ramaswamy. Well, some people like Nikki Haley for her foreign policy, for her experience as a governor, for experience as an ambassador to the United Nations. Some people like Vivek because he ran a company. And he, built a company. And he's Harvard trained. So you get to kind of see what it is that makes people tick. Mike Pence with his, strong spirituality and man of faith still draws huge numbers. Chris Christie, he's struggled ever since Trump got on the stage. Chris Christie could have led and actually done a lot better because he kind of had his shtick was, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to dink around. I use cuss words. And once Trump got on the stage, then Chris Christie looked like a Trump 2.0. So he wants to, again, be that sort of, I say it like it is, sort of candidate. Not sure how far he'll go with that. So it'll be interesting, but I guess it's going to air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox Business tonight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.